This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I'm excited about our guest today. We have Suzanne Polinsky. She is a CEO at The Rockstar Advocate. Suzanne, thanks for being our guest today.
Thanks so much for having me.
So tell me about your journey. What motivated you to be in the music industry? I mean, you obviously have a passion for it, and it's your calling. What, can you point to a moment in your background that made you want to be in this industry?
Sure. From the moment I was a little kid, I mean, I just remember wanting to be in the music industry, but not wanting to be famous, and then not truly understanding what that meant. Like, I remember listening to Janet Jackson and thinking, man, I would love to be her backup singer, or I would love to just like be on stage with her, but I don't want to be her. I don't want that. I don't want people looking at me, but I would love to be a part of whatever is going on.
Yeah.
And then I remember being in junior high and seeing a behind the music of Russell Simmons and thinking, wow, okay, I want to be him. I want to do what he does. And I still, again, didn't understand what exactly he did, which is why my first endeavor was to start a label, because I was like, well, that's what Russell Simmons did, so that must be the only option behind the scenes is to run a label. And that's kind of where my passion went. And I literally just happened to, I had never heard of Drexel University at the time. They're a lot bigger these days. But back, it was like 2002, I had never heard of them, and I just got a postcard in the mail. Actually, I guess it was 2000, and I got a postcard in the mail saying, do you want to be in the music industry? Do you want to learn the business behind the scenes? And I was like, yes, I do. Okay. Yeah. And it was the only school I focused on. I was like, this is where I'm going to go. I like to make clean, simple decisions. And I got the postcard. I told my parents, this is where I'm going. See you later. And, as soon as I got involved in that, I just became so, it was like, what else can I do? I took on whatever internships I could. I worked for all of my professors. I had like three different side jobs, whatever they needed. All of our professors were in the industry. And I thought, how can I help? Because I wanted to learn every aspect before I figured out what I wanted to do. And then I found a mentor in my boss at Atlantic Records, and I followed him to Astralworks. And I did it until I realized I didn't want to do it anymore. And that's kind of always been my thing. Then I was like, well, I'm interested in law. So then I did that until I just was done. Like, I knew, okay, I've taken this as far as I could take it. I don't want to go to law school, but this has been really interesting. Thanks for the info. I want to learn psychology now. Okay, thank you. I took this as far, you know, got my degree. And now I kind of figured, all right, now I kind of know what I like and I don't like about the business, and where can I have my impact? And so I just realized, well, I've got the psychology and I'm really passionate about that. And I've burnt out more than once, and I've definitely learned what not to do in the industry. And so how can I help artists in that way? And that's, it just kind of organically came about.
I like that story. It seems like you had a loose framework for what you wanted to do, because when you saw that card, it pinpointed it for you. And
right.
You were willing to learn from others and take jobs to learn your craft. You weren't too proud to do that, and you learned as you could. And then you got a mentor, and then you continued to get the skills that you needed with education, and you took all that and learned from your past. I love that story. I think that's really powerful.
Hey, if you're a small business owner and you need help working through some upper limit challenges, you need a board of personal advisors, you need help with your growth, go visit DerekChampagneMastermind.com.